Councillors in Kerry have unanimously rejected a ministerial request to change their recently adopted wind policy and increase the area where turbines would be permitted in principle in the county, with 364 wind turbines, more than any other county, and others in the pipeline. Kerry has, councillors maintain, done enough for the national grid. Earlier this summer, in its county development plan, local councillors opted to restrict any further wind turbines to a narrow corridor along the Cork-Kerry border. They maintained their position at a special planning meeting yesterday. Aoife Thornton is a Fine Gael councillor on Kerry County Council, one of the councillors who rejected the ministerial request to change their wind turbine policy. Councillor Thornton, good morning.
Good morning.
Would you set out for us some of the reasons now why Kerry councillors want to put a stop to more turbines in Kerry?
Yes, no problem. Good morning to your listeners. I suppose the first thing I'd like to say is that County Kerry is very much pro-renewable energy. It has the largest number of installed wind turbines and installed megawatt output, you know, of all the counties in the state. So to date, there are 364 turbines in the county with a potential output of 742 megawatts. And this is, you know, notwithstanding our county's internationally renowned landscape. So I suppose part of our difficulty is we do have, I think it's 35% of our landmass is, you know, special areas of conservation, SPAs, hen harriers and all of that. Mm.
How many more were planned, Councillor Thornton, for Kerry, or how many more are proposed?
Yeah, so there's permission in place for a further 42 megawatts, which is another 12 turbines, and they're not yet constructed. And actually, if Kerry was even to be included on a table of EU countries in an analysis of, you know, megawatt per square kilometre, then it would be the third largest country in the EU. We would only fall behind Denmark and Germany.
So just to be clear, is this down to a row now about the erection of 12 more turbines?
No. The permission has been granted in that case, but they're just not yet constructed. What this is about is, I suppose, as part of our county development plan, we were revisiting the maps, you know, for renewable energy.
Yes.
And as part of that mapping exercise, I suppose a methodology was developed by the planners as to, you know, how you would go about finding areas within the county.
I understand. But do you know, so will the 12 that you talk about be constructed?
Oh, yes, it's okay. We're taking into consideration that they may go ahead as
all
well.
Right.
Yes.
And in addition then to the 12, how many more do you anticipate were envisaged for the county?
Well, I suppose there are current applications before Bord Pleanála, you know, and the county at the moment. So, like, it's likely there may be others we don't know. But I suppose, you know, that we were asked and we have to develop some sort of methodology as to where you're going to zone for wind. And that was done. And the things that we took into consideration were things like SACs, things like practically, you know, are you close to the grid?
But what I'm trying to find out, Councillor Thornton, is how far will you and other councillors go to stop any further development? Because you say you have 364, there's a further 12 in the pipeline. And I think from what you're telling us is the point you're making in Kerry is enough, and that's what you're saying to the minister.
Yes. Well, in effect, the minister had, you know, wants more area open for consideration or open for wind. And we have done that. But the minister isn't accepting the area that we have mapped as open for consideration.
Which is very narrow.
The minister and the OPR have come back and stated that they won't take into consideration the cumulative effect of what's on the ground. In addition to that, we don't have the guidelines that, you know, go through how it should be constructed, the height and the noise and the shadow flicker and all of that. They're still sitting on Eamon Ryan's desk at the moment.
So are you open?
They're outdated since 2006.
Councillor Thornton, are you open to persuasion by the science and by the further information that you'll receive? Or are you and your councillor saying now, Kerry has sufficient turbines and we want no more? Just a simple answer to that.
No, because we have provided further land for further development of wind. So we're not saying no to more.
Are you in favour of the development of solar energy and offshore wind farms? So it's yes to solar, yes to solar, yes to offshore, but no to onshore, on land turbines. Is that it?
No, yes to all of it, but not to the extent that we're being asked to go, because we are by a country mile leading out in the country at the moment. And we have, as I said, you know, 364 turbines. Like, if you take, just to give you in context a comparison, Waterford, Wicklow, up the East Coast and those counties, you know, you're talking about, they have between 0 and 50. We have 364. Again, if you take Clare and Limerick, they have between 100 and 150.
So what do you want? Do you want the councillors to be able to have sign-off on them?
No, absolutely not. We just have proposed an area that we feel there is no difficulty. There's no SACs. There's an area in South Kerry that we proposed as an area as suitable for wind.
And you want to confine it to that area?
Exactly, because practically on the ground, the difficulty we have here is we have a very high level of construction in predominantly the north of the county.
Okay.
Without and in the absence of general guidelines from government are outdated since 06, and this is very significant.
Okay, and you want to confine it to that area of South Kerry. We'll have to leave it there, Councillor Thornton, and thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning.